Caught for Christmas. Written by Sky Warren. Narrated by Veronica Fox. Chapter 1. You know that feeling of unadulterated bliss when you take your bra off at the end of a long day? Yeah, multiply that by 1,000 when you factor in 4-inch heels and a glitter thong. It's scratching the shit out of me underneath the trench coat I'm wearing, and it's my own damn fault. I could have changed in the dressing room like the other girls, but I feel weird about it. I'm not really comfortable with other women. It's still too foreign. My childhood wasn't really treehouses and friendship bracelets. More like hideouts and cuffs if you were stupid enough to get caught. Shaking my ass for random strangers? I can do that. Changing clothes in the dressing room, filled with girls who will judge me and hate me? No thanks. I've been to high school already. Almost 20 of them, actually, considering how much we moved around. So I'm taking a walk in the cool, damp night instead. The wind gusts into places that are usually dry. Tanglewood is far enough south that we don't usually see snow, but tonight is especially cold. I'm looking forward to peeling this costume off my tired body and stepping into a hot shower.
How much for the night?
A bum shouts from a darkened doorway. More than you got, I call back without slowing my stride.
Amen,
comes his fading response. The streets are still pretty busy for the small morning hours, but I don't fool myself that I'm safe. I spot a group of businessmen leaving a restaurant, hands clapped on shoulders, drunken hails for a flurry of cabs. The sushi restaurant is decked out in garland and lights. These guys would have no problem at all springing for a goddamn burger. They probably blew $800 on tiny cups of sake already. My body needs something other than breathing room. I can hear the rumble of my stomach over the engines and city sounds from the street. I shove my hands into my coat pockets. Don't ask for trouble, B. You're in enough trouble already. There are 2 packs of ramen noodles on my counter and an endless supply of water from the tap, but I would really love something hot and cheesy and full of carbs. It's the kind of meal I wouldn't hesitate to buy myself when I started dancing, knowing I'd work off more calories than I can eat. That's still true, but these days even a $15 diner check is stretching the bounds of my wallet.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?